This podcast brought to you by Peterson Auto Group. With 5 stores and 10 brands and more than 1,800 new and used vehicles to choose from, Peterson Auto Group likely has your perfect car.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Paul J. Schneider, out still.
Mm-hmm.
David Allen, in for him. We are talking everything Trump because, you know, it's a day that ends in Y.
Yeah. Well, and plus there was some fairly big news last night. And, you know, as usual, each side is saying a different thing. And I don't know. I mean, it's getting to where this is kind of an everyday thing where somebody says something about something that Donald Trump did. And then he says, well, or he and his people say, no, it didn't happen. And people just argue back and forth.
Yep.
And it's not particularly productive.
House Intelligence Committee Vice Chairman Adam Schiff, which always makes me think of Law and Order if you're an old school guy like me.
I am.
Loved Adam Schiff on that show. Today said that Congress needs to determine whether President Donald Trump asked then FBI Director James Comey to end the agency's probe into ties between former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Quote, we don't really know what took place here, and we need to find out, Schiff said. He told George Stephanopoulos in an interview on Good Morning America today. We need to get those notes, if they exist, that Director Comey took of this conversation.
Right.
A source close to Comey confirmed to ABC News that the former FBI director who was fired last week was asked by Trump in February to end the investigation into Flynn's actions, according to a memo Comey wrote about his conversation with the president. Now, this completely contradicts what Trump said, where he said Comey told him that he wasn't part of an investigation and everything was rolling along. And but it ends up being he said, he said. Because
well,
even
no,
if Comey has...
He knew Flynn was under investigation.
Yes. But he knows that Trump isn't. But what I'm saying is if Trump asked him to end the investigation, well, Comey has those notes. But if Trump didn't ask him to end the investigation, Comey could have still written in the notes.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, he asked me to, and there's no.
Now, Comey, this is just what I've heard about Comey, and you know, I've been watching TV, the news, and there were some FBI agents on of various. Positions in the FBI, and they were talking about Comey, and they said Comey's an interesting guy because he's one of those that has a photographic or eidetic memory.
Yes.
And that every time he has a meeting with anybody, he immediately goes and writes down the notes, and that he's very good about remembering things. However, you know, he could have written anything in notes if you don't have a tape of something.
Exactly.
Then you really don't have any proof of what did or didn't happen, because you can lie in notes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and, you know, I was in college, and I remember taking notes and getting something wrong several times.
Yeah, you look at him afterwards.
But I wrote in my notes, no, that was the end of a different sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Or you're sharing notes with somebody, and you go, well, I got 8 for that one. And they're going, it was 4,006.
However, I have seen this in trials where somebody had a diary or a journal, and they presented it as evidence, or at least as, you know, some kind of evidence that something had happened because they wrote about it in their diary or their journal. And what they had to show was that they wrote in their diary or journal every single day.
Yes.
And that they had been very consistent about it for years. And that, you know, in most of their, or in pretty much all their, you know, diary entries or journal entries, that they had stuck straight to the facts. And then it can be entered into evidence.
Mm-hmm.
However, if it's just something written down on a piece of paper, it really means nothing. And apparently, Comey does have, you know, the notes of practically everything he's ever done, because he was one of those guys, like I said, he'd get done with a meeting and he would go sit at his desk and take a little time and he'd write out memos and notes and stuff like that all about what happened.
I'd feel a lot better, though.
Yeah, if there were actual
tapes.
Some kind of a tape.
Or video or something.
Well, and this is why, like yesterday, I said Lindsey Graham was calling for this, and I don't know if this is just somebody hedging their bets, but of course, Lindsey Graham, I think, would certainly prefer it if Trump were in the right here. But he said, you know, if you've got tapes of that conversation, get them out there so we can, so we can prove that you're right. However, saying that is the same as saying so we can prove if you're right or wrong.
Yes, exactly.
And so in that way, you know, Lindsey Graham is just saying, hey, let's just get this out in the open. Whether our side wins or loses, hey, guess what? It won't be my fault.
And I know you don't know the answer to this,
okay.
But I know what you're going to say because you want it to end at 8:44. When does all this end? I mean, does this stretch into, because the Comey firing happened last Tuesday.
Here's the deal.
And here it is this Wednesday, and we're still talking about it.
Here's the deal.
8 days later.
For 8 years of President Obama, there were plenty of people who didn't like anything he did.
Mm-hmm.
And there were people who loved everything he did. And they argued for 8 years.
Yes.
Before that, there was an 8-year period where our president was George W.
Mm-hmm.
Bush. And there were people who thought that everything he did was fantastic. And there were people that thought everything he did was terrible. Or at least that's what they said. And for 8 years before that,
yep.
There was President Bill Clinton. And it was exactly the same. There were people on both sides. And you know what? Quite often, they all had a point. Here are the terrible things that he's doing, and here are the good things that he's doing. And they were both right,
yeah.
Because not everybody is 100% terrible or 100% good. Now, you can be 1% good and 99% mm-hmm. terrible, but I don't think everybody's 100%, you know, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I could be wrong about that, too. For instance, what I've read about Satan.
And Hitler, yeah. Not really. Having a lot of positives there either.
Lucifer, you know, Mephistopheles, yeah. All those people, even if they're the same person.
Exactly.
But
Justin Bieber.
Well, yeah, that. Miley Cyrus. Yeah, there are a lot of good examples.
Just
here.
Kidding about that.
But,
kind
well,
of. In, oh, a little bit,
well,
in
I'm,
theory.
I'm not, but you must be.
Well,
anyway.
Not as much
anyway.
As I think. Anyway.
Anyway, arguing is something we do in America because we're allowed to.
Yes.
If you don't like what the president is doing, you certainly are allowed to and probably have an obligation to say something.
Mm-hmm.
Same with your representatives, same with your mayor, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there are plenty of people who would say, no, all that does is get in the way of what he's trying to do. But we're allowed to do that, too.
Exactly.
I mean, in America, you can do what you feel is the right thing.
It's one of those things to where every time we think the election's a hot mess and just wheels off because somebody wins the popular vote but doesn't win the Electoral College, just see how other countries run votes. And sometimes tanks are rolling down the street after an election or before an election as the army tries to make a coup.
So arguing seems pointless, but I'd prefer it to the tanks.
To tanks, exactly.
Thanks
8:46. Thanks for the memories. Yeah, 8:46.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
8:51. David Allen, Chris Walton here with you. You know, we're talking about this Comey investigation and the Russians and Flynn and everything else that goes along with it. The Republicans came out about 20 minutes ago and said, you know, still support the president, but we'd want to get to the bottom of this. Then the mm-hmm. Dems came out and said, we need to see all the notes. And
we don't support
we don't support Trump, but we still want to get to the bottom of this.
We want to get to the bottom. Everybody wants to get to the bottom of it.
And
if,
so
if there's anything, you know, there.
Yeah. So. And so I guess that's my question for you. Does this become a thing where Democrats and Republicans are actually on the same page? Because
No.
Because to do the investigation, no matter what.
They might be on the same sentence in the same paragraph, but page
never the
would
same
be
page.
Way too much. Yeah.
Because to move the country forward, we have to stop with the ridiculousness of every day there being another set of drama out of the White House or Congress.
I agree. I'm not for ridiculousness, but this is fairly common. You know, and people are like, well, you know, I actually heard somebody say, I didn't hear him say this. I read this yesterday on Facebook. Somebody wrote that in his entire 8 years, Obama never had any scandals. And I'm like, come on.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And neither did George W. Bush and neither did Bill Clinton and neither did George Bush and Ronald Reagan. No, they all did.
Yeah.
They all do.
Yeah. And it's
because
just
there's
happen.
Always something that they're going to do that somebody else thinks is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And a few people are going to think it's right. And the people who think it's wrong are going to complain about it. The people who think it's right are going to complain about the people that are complaining about it. And it just goes around and around and around and around. Again, it's better than having a dictatorship where you're not allowed to complain.
Yes.
But it seems like and we talked about this before. Dictatorships are very efficient
mm-hmm.
because nobody's allowed to say no.
Yes.
But that's how come Elvis and Michael Jackson are both dead, because nobody ever told them no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Because
somebody along the line should have said
both of those guys, and I hope somebody saw the parallel there, but both of those guys were the sort that they had an entourage all the time. And if you started telling them no, you were no longer part of the entourage. You were gone. So if you wanted to, you know, keep your gravy train going, you just kept saying, yes, Elvis, yes, Michael Jackson, anything you want. Great idea. Yeah. You know, like, what, racquetball at 3 a.m.? I would love that.
I'm all into that.
Yeah, exactly.
Another peanut butter and nana sandwich? Let's do that.
I wasn't sleeping. You know, all that sort of thing. And somebody has to tell the person in charge, okay, some of us don't like this and some of us do like this. And that person has got to weigh those things and say, okay, I'm, you know, probably going to help this part of the people, but not everybody. And that's kind of the way it works. It doesn't matter what decision you make when you're in charge. Somebody's going to like it and somebody is going to be inconvenienced by it and not like it.
From Trump's perspective, is it good that Vladimir Putin says, hey, I got the transcript of the meeting with the Russians. If you guys want it, Congress, I can give it to you.
Well,
is that good or bad?
I can't tell you until I've seen it. If it's a transcript where they're all just having fun and talking about how great it is to, you know, do all these things and there are no national secrets being discussed, then I would say, yeah, it's probably great for Trump.
And nothing's redacted.
If it's just the opposite, then it's probably not good for Trump.
If you got one of those pages where it's like all black except for the one sentence.
On the other hand, if Putin gives us something, do you trust it to be accurate?
See, and that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Even if he hands it to you, how do you know that that's actually what happened in there when it was just McMaster's, the Russians, and Trump?
And let me ask you this. Would you accept something given to you by Putin or anybody that works for Putin? And I'm going to go ahead and say no, because I don't want my face to turn green and I don't want to drop dead from poison.
Yeah.
And that tends to be what people Putin, doesn't care for. That's what happens to them.
I don't know. It's sad for me to say that in May 17th of 2017, I don't know who to believe, whether it be the Russians, the Congress, the White House, the press, my next door neighbor, you.
I don't know who
to trust or who to believe.
Up until you said your next door neighbor and me, I was going to say you don't necessarily have to believe any of those people.
But don't you want to?
You can always take with a grain of salt what they're saying, and you should. It doesn't matter who says it. You should think about whatever is being said and decide for yourself what is and what is not true.
Sure.
And that goes certainly for Congress. It certainly goes for Putin, but it goes for the president as well. And it doesn't matter which president it is. It could be Obama. It could be Trump. It could be anybody. You have to think about what they say and decide what you do and don't believe. Now, there are people who have decided in the past that they are going to believe everything Trump says because Trump has said a lot of things that they think are terrific and they're going to believe him. There were people who felt the same way about Obama. None of them were the same people.
That's true.
And still aren't.
Well, here's my question then for everybody.
Yeah.
336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on your Verizon Wireless. Whom do you believe? Do you believe the press? Do you believe Trump? Do you believe Congress? Do you believe Putin? Do you not trust anybody?
Do you believe you'll have another beer?
Well, not this. Well, it's kind of late. So I guess we could. There's a part of me that says I want to, whenever the government says something, I want to have a little bit of trust and then do my research. But now I don't have any trust. And then I do my research and find out I'm true to not believe them. We'll take your calls after the news on 670 KBOI.
If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Half right, Chris Walton here, Todd with 1D there, David Allen here. Paul J. will be off the rest of the week. He will be back with us on Tuesday. As promised, let's go to Jason in Star. Jason, how are you? You're on 670 KBOI.
Morning. I got a few points, but for Rich's sake in Boise, I'll give him my credentials. As a conservative, I actually listen to CNN mostly for news, and Lawrence O'Donnell, and Chris Matthews, and even Rachel Maddow. But
wow.
I can't stand them. I don't agree with them.
You're right.
But I don't just echo and listen to people I agree with. I actually watch the other side, and maybe it's a sick obsession. I just listen to them and get mad. But that being said, the 3 points. One, I actually do believe the media is primarily hell-bent on destroying Trump. They've gone crazy. And I think it's fake news. I think they're lying. I think they're agenda-driven and biased, and they're hell-bent on taking him down with their phony baloney so-called news. I can only imagine that everyone's just assuming that if there is a memo from Comey, that Trump's a fat liar and a buffoon, and Comey's straight and narrow.
Even if you've never read it, right?
Yeah, we're just assuming if there's a memo that there's no way that he's not a man, he's perfect, and he would never lie, cheat, or be vindictive or retaliatory. That he's being honest, and Trump's the liar. You know, so if there's a memo, it's assuming that it's really incriminating and that Comey in no way could have tainted anything, which is still hearsay in my mind anyway, even if he wrote something down. And the last thing, which was you guys brought up, is I already saw Joe Manchin already and Rubio dismiss anything from Russia, and so will anybody else. So the point on that is anything Russia says will be dismissed if it's positive, unless if they find something from Russia that was damning, incriminating, or Trump spilling the beans on himself, they would herald it as the find of the century and the linchpin to his nuke.
There's a lot of that going on where people just kind of write off something. Like at the end of some of those town meetings in the past couple of weeks, they've interviewed, you know, the congressman that held the town meeting, and he says, none of these people voted for me.
Right. Because they're already dismissing anything that Russia says on their side as far as their notes or memos or transcripts. And I saw, you know, a Republican and a Democrat this morning already write that off. In fact, Rubio laughed and said, well, if they send it as an email, don't click on the link or the attachment, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so if it's positive for Trump, they're going to dismiss it. But I know the Democrats would jump on it if they thought they found Russian documents that were incriminating. So we're just assuming Trump's a liar and terrible. And he is a bit of a buffoon, and I voted for him. But we're just assuming he's the big liar and Comey's the knight in shining armor. And if Comey wrote it down, then it's factual and there's, you know, complete evidence of something. And I'm just sick of it all. Day and night I watch CNN and they're just raging against him as a racist bigot, obstruction of justice, terrible stuff. And I can't take it anymore.
All right, Jason, thanks for checking in and holding on. We appreciate it.
Yep.
He's got a good point in the fact that there's nothing about Comey that makes him a knight in shining armor. Nor is there anything about Trump that makes him a knight in shining armor, or Putin, or the news media, or whomever. I was talking to somebody in the hall, and I said, if somebody says something to you from the, you know, and it's not to me exactly, but in a press conference or something, and you kind of go, I wonder if that's true. You can go do your research, but you don't take it at face value. You just go, okay, I wonder if that's true, and then you research and find out that it's all a load of crap. Anymore now, I don't even want to take anything at face value that anybody tells me. I think everything spewing out of their mouths is a bold-faced lie, and I can't trust anybody anymore. And that makes me a little bit disappointed.
Well, it might make you actually just, you know, it might mean you're just realizing how the world really works.
I know, but am I that naive? Because
I read a scholastic paper one time that said that 95% of everything you hear is incorrect. And the guy had statistics, and he more or less proved it in the paper, or he thought he did. But, wow. I'm going to go ahead and read this very quickly.
Sure.
I get an email every day, and it's called 1600 Daily, and it's sent out by the White House. It's an official whitehouse.gov email. And they explain what the president has on his schedule all day.
Okay.
And they also occasionally make a statement, and this one has a statement. This is from yesterday. It says, last Wednesday, President Donald J. Trump met with the Russian foreign minister and discussed counterterrorism and the common civil aviation security threats to the United States and Russia. Senior cabinet and national security advisors were present at the exchange between the president and foreign minister and agreed that the conversations were appropriate, legitimate, and an important part of America's efforts to combat the global terrorist threat. At no time during the meeting were any sources, methods, or military operations jeopardized. Civil aviation threats are real, and there is nothing more important to President Trump than the safety and security of the American people. Fantastic. Apparently the New York Times thinks differently, or the Washington Post, I guess, was the one.
Here's the Washington Post, yeah.
Yeah, that thinks differently. But let's put it this way. I like the way that was written. It seems very simple. It seems very concise. And it seems like, you know, whatever was discussed, it was probably something you could look up on the internet anyway.
But can you believe?
But I don't know.
A sentence.
I don't know. I don't know whether I wasn't there. And that's my only answer. I was not there. I would love to think that I can believe anything that an elected official can say. But if you've believed everything in your life that you've ever heard an elected official say, then you have to believe that everything is terrible and wonderful at the same time, because that's what they say.
Yes. And you've also been highly disappointed your entire life because you found out that everything that you believed in most often was a lie.
And it's not everything.
No.
You know, and it's like you said, well, you can't believe anything that so-and-so says. Well, sometimes you can. Like, what would you like for lunch? I'd like chicken. You know, I bet he would.
Except he really meant steak. 336-3700, 1-800-529-5264, #670 on your Verizon Wireless. Where do you put your belief? In the president? Congress? The press? Nobody at all? We'll take your calls next. It's 913 on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Still can't get over how tall Comey is.
Yeah,
he just towers over everybody.
And that was funny. I saw a comment that he'd made that somebody had asked him, hey, you know, you're 6'8". Did you play basketball in school? And he says, well, yeah, I did. And they said, well, you know, President Obama, this was a few years ago, obviously, President Obama really likes basketball. You should go to the White House and play. And Comey actually said, I don't think that would look appropriate if I were to go to the White House and be, you know, engaging in recreation with the president. I have to keep a distance.
Especially because I would take that weak stuff out of there. Do not even come with that sauce. That is weak sauce, I mean, President Obama.
I mean, Obama's a guard.
He's wanted to take it inside all the time, though.
And Comey's a power forward. Yeah. He has to be. So, okay.
Here's your KBOI rewards code. Notes. 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 As in notes of any meeting James Comey might have had.
It would be funny to see him doing that Dikembe Mutombo thing.
Exactly. Just wag his finger.
No.
Go to KBOI.com. Enter the keyword notes. Get your 5,000 rewards points.
It's the message from Gary of Emmett. Says, Dear Chris and David, does anyone want to get to the bottom of this? Is the question. To the Democrats, this is a great way to stop the Republican agenda. So the longer it goes on, the better their chances of creating a do-nothing Congress to run against. The Republicans are both afraid of what will come out and afraid of looking like they are covering up. So resisting is their natural position. All of Congress stands to lose power if tax reform is passed. Taxes, you see, are how Congress and the government are able to wield so much power. The tax code is why lobbyists exist, and lobbyists are why Congress gets to take elaborate vacations and get high-paying jobs upon retirement. Giving up the power to extort money from business through taxation and regulation will be difficult. Prying that power out of the hands controlling it, almost impossible. Now, it's a little on the cynical side, but I'm not saying it's inaccurate at all. I like to think that the reason they want to hang on to power is because they think their way is the right way to do things and not just for personal gain. But guess what? I'm guessing that's not true of everyone.
Exactly. You don't want to be that cynical, please. Steve in Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. You know, I trust Donald Trump more than I trust Congress. He's the new guy in town. He said he was going to drain the swamp. I trust him more than I trust the media. The media's been back there in Washington, D.C., trying to eliminate Republicans from existence for 30 years that I've been watching them.
Steve, let me ask you, though, instead of just saying I trust so-and-so more than so-and-so, put numbers to it. How much do you trust the media? What percentage?
You know, I trust about half of what they say.
Okay. Congress.
The reason I say that, Congress, I don't believe anything they say because they're in the establishment. They want things to run just like a machine so they can keep getting their money and they can keep raising our taxes and they can keep controlling us. John Dingell, it takes a long time to control the people.
And then Trump, what number do you put for him for trust?
You still there?
Oh. Is to save the country.
Hang on, your cell phone dropped out. What number do you put for trust on Trump?
I trust him about 90%.
All right.
And the reason being is that he has no motive to try to save this country other than to try to save the country. I mean, he's doing well. He's a billionaire. You know, he's not in it for the money. He's in it for the little guy and for what this country stands for. And so that's why I trust him more.
All right, Steve, thanks for checking in today. We appreciate it, brother. Thanks.
So we've got some instant messages here. This one is from Rich of Boise. Possibly the same Rich, but it's hard to tell from just, you know, an email. He says, the statement you read from the White House did not address anything they were accused of. You were played. In other words, they claimed they didn't do things they weren't accused of doing.
By the way, that's Rich from Boise.
Very, very quickly, though, when I read this, did I say, and this is all true?
No.
Okay, so I just read what they had to say.
We just don't do that, exactly.
Right. So in what way was I played?
Because you read the email?
No, I read stuff from everybody.
You're played a lot, then.
Well, sure, why not, I guess. if that's what being played is, that you simply read word for word what they had to say,
I'm trying to put a dress on a pig.
Interesting comparison. But you, instead of you were played, how about that's a lie? Because I didn't say it was true.
But see, the thing is...
And I also didn't say it was,
a lie.
I said here's what they had to say. Do you want to hear what they had to say today?
No.
Okay.
Mark and Eagle, you're on 670 KVOI. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, you know, while we're talking about this, what's the whole core of what we're talking about? It has to do with what's going on with Trump, Comey, and all this. Well, I hate to say this, but I don't know if this comes from your parent station or what, but while the media and the left wing in this country is busy diverting our attention to the BS about the Russians hacking the DNC to help Trump or the commie thing, why isn't anybody talking about the Seth Rich murder and the 44,000 plus emails that were leaked to WikiLeaks?
Because there's been some controversy about that. It's not official that he did actually. His lawyer came out and said they were there, but there's been no factual information that those...
Go to worldnetdaily.com.
I'm not going to go to that crazy website, brother.
No, that's not. Let me tell you something here. The investigator, who's the former police homicide detective, Rod Wheeler, you can look this up, claimed that the FBI and Washington, D.C. Metro Police are covering up that information.
But here's the thing. Hang on, Mark. Here's the thing. Hang on. It's a conversation, not a monologue. He can get on and claim whatever he wants. I have not seen a bit of proof. Hang on, Mark. I have not seen a bit of proof to prove either he's lying or telling the truth. So I'm not saying he's lying, but I also haven't seen anything to say he's telling the truth. And going to Breitbart.com does not make him tell the truth.
I guess Drudge, Breitbart, WorldNet Daily, they're all liars. I guess
no, Mark, you're not getting it. See, you're jumping to conclusions, and this is why it aggravates me to talk to you sometimes, man, is that just because you see it on the internet doesn't mean it's true. So I'm not saying that he's lying or Drudge is lying or Breitbart's lying, but I'm also not saying that any of those people are telling the truth until I literally see the 44,000 emails that were on that guy's computer. All I have is a bunch of people talking right now. And that tells me nothing. That tells me absolutely nothing. Just like the Comey, the Trump, the Putin, the Congress, all that stuff tells me nothing right now. I don't know who to believe. And so why would I believe this lawyer who's got his own agenda? And I'm just going to go, well, his agenda is the same as my agenda. I don't have an agenda. I just want to know what's going on.
Well, and I'm curious about the statement, your parent station. Who would that be?
Mine's Gene and Anna. 920, that's my parents, by the way.
Because we don't actually have a parent station.
We don't have a parent station.
I mean, if you're talking about a TV station, we're not even affiliated with them. We happen to have the same callers.
They're our partners.
That's our media partners. But apart from that, we're not under the same ownership or anything.
Rick Worthington has the news coming up next. It's 926 on 670 KBOI.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
I'd rather you remember that you listen to David and Chris.
Well, just today.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I'm in for Paul, Jay.
He'll be
back with us on Tuesday.
Well, tomorrow, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It'll be you and Nate on Friday, so enjoy that.
Really?
No.
I mean, okay, good.
No. Trust me.
Quick instant message here. Deanna of Meridian says, over the last 4 months, the liberals have shown how full of hate they really are. There has not been one day when they haven't tried to make everything that the president has done or said as illegal, evil, and against the Constitution.
I do remember, and the irony is not lost on me, all during the campaign, you know, with everything that he said, and you and I would say, well, this has got to be the end of Trump now, right? And they would always say, well, love Trump's hate, or however the left said that.
Yeah.
But boy, ever since he won.
Yeah, it turned out they probably could have used a better slogan.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that there's so much love trumping anything. So
James of Cuna says, remember, lock her up. Remember the private server that could have leaked classified info. Remember, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig. Do you remember who's putting lipstick on the pig now? Who's leaking classified info now? Who's chanting, lock him up now? I guess what goes around comes around. And yes, it does.
Oh, definitely it does. Definitely.
Yes, that's a lot of places that's called karma, or it's called the golden rule.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what goes around comes around, exactly.
Gary in Caldwell, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you, sir?
Good. Wanted to weigh in on, first off, on this 95% not truth. I heard it quite a while ago, I know. But whenever I say something, I rehearse in my mind, am I speaking the truth? And if it's not, then I try and, you know, not say it.
Sure.
I'm not perfect. I have misspoken before. But quite frankly, right now, I think what's going on is they're trying to machine gun Trump, because what they're doing is it's like the young man at the carnival trying to win the teddy bear for the girl, keeps throwing the ring toss, keeps going over and over and over and hope that he can get a substantial number of rings to where he actually, you know, does something. He gets that bear for that.
Is this the one where the thing he's trying to throw it over is actually wider than the ring?
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's kind of one of those things. I don't want to misbelieve people. I know there are people out there that when they open their mouth, I feel inside that they're going to lie to me.
Sure.
And I have a son who tried to lie to me one time, and he couldn't. He got choked up. So there are people out there that are implicitly honest, and there are the people out there that they don't care. And we live in a society where we have to weigh back and forth. When you read the statement from the White House, all I could say was, you know what? He's just reading a statement that he read. I appreciate that kind of reporting, because you're just reporting what's there. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to give us any kind of propaganda and stuff. I'm really kind of tired of all forms of media trying to weigh my emotions without the facts. I want truth. I believe truth is out there. I believe there are truthful citizens. I don't believe 95% of everything I hear is false. But I also believe that there are just that the lies seem to stick out more than the truth nowadays.
Maybe that's what it ends up being, Gary, is that, you know, when you hear the truth, you just you take it in and go, that's the truth. But it's all the lies that end up hurting you. And you're like, those are the things you remember, not the 50 truths you hear during the day. But it's the two lies that stick with you.
Right. And, you know, I pray to God that if I misspeak, I don't hurt anybody. You know, that's actually within me to not want to hurt anybody. Okay. And I believe that I'm not the only one. I believe a substantial portion of our population feels that way. They don't want to hurt anybody. And, but there are too many people out there that want what they want, and maybe a small portion of the population, I don't know what the portion is.
Mm-hmm.
They want what they want, and they're willing to harm others to get it. Lies do harm people. I'm sorry, they do. And this whole thing with Seth Rich, I don't know. It sure looks suspicious, but I have no idea what happened.
That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to, Gary. Thanks for checking in. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And like Gary, I want to believe that people are normally every day nice.
No, and I understand the whole Seth Rich thing, because it's weird when somebody who is involved in a news story suddenly dies unexpectedly.
Yes.
And, you know, this is the sort of thing that they talk about, you know, wow, Russia has a lot of coincidences.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I don't necessarily. I mean, you know, if who is it? It's Gibbs on NCIS who says, I don't believe in coincidences. In other words, if you find out that there was a coincidence that two people were at the same place, then there's a reason they were both there.
Okay.
It wasn't a coincidence.
Sure, 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 sure.
Now, on the other hand, I don't know. You know, if you and I end up at the same place for lunch, that could be
a
coincidence.
That's probably a coincidence. Yeah, exactly.
Either that or
you do have to eat.
They're the ones charging the least for food.
Which is my rule.
Dave of Boise says, what gets me fired up is the people that you are talking about is the head of the or are the heads of the organization that are supposed to be experts at communications. In other words, they should be the last person on the planet to be involved in anything having anything to do with communications. They should know what they can and cannot do or say or record or write down. I once again praise President Trump for a job well done. He is shining the light, and of course the person it's shining on is not going to like it. And that's also what you can say about the press, is a lot of times if the press is criticized, they will say, well, all we did was report what somebody said, and they didn't like it because we got it word for word. HGM McCall here quickly says, and the people who think a president is wrong are the ones the media go to get the story and blow it up all out of proportion. Making mountains out of molehills is the media's job. Mark Twain did it, too. And then, and probably so did Will Rogers then.
Yeah. Scotty in Middleton, you're on 670 KBOI with David and Chris. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I watched a program last night, and it was referring to, I don't know if you maybe remember about it, but the Democrat Party worker that was murdered in Washington, D.C. Well, they have identified him as working for WikiLeaks. And it goes on to tell you quite a lot of things which has taken place. They also said that the WikiLeaks leader, there was an attempted break-in to where he's hiding in the embassy over in London. And they tried to get up their own pipe. And then they went over to where, what was his name, the Supreme Court judge that died.
Scalia.
Scalia, yeah. Anthony Scalia,
that's correct. Anyway, it's funny how all these things took place just around about the one time. And here we're getting told with the press that it's the Russians. The Russians are breaking into the Democrat Party computers. And here all the time it was one of their own workers, and he got murdered. Mm-hmm. Now, get back to this other guy, the FBI man. Do you know, I don't know if you remember, but he also investigated Hillary. What was it, Whitewater or White River? I forget what it was. But he was one of the investigators on that case. And if you remember that case, another guy died mysteriously and worked in the White House.
Vince Foster.
Oh, his records went missing because Hillary led a raid into his office in the White House when they heard out that he had passed away. And, things add up, and you begin to wonder, who do you believe? But believe you me, sir, this country at the present moment is under attack because this is the cornerstone of Western democracy. And if it goes down, the whole of Western democracy goes down. Anyway, gentlemen, I'll get off here. Let someone else get on.
All right, Scotty. Thanks for calling.
Another great program.
Thanks for calling in, my friend. I appreciate it. Now, I know what he meant, but that was funny. He goes, I don't know who to believe, but believe you me. It's like, wait, what?
Tim B. of Boise says, wasn't it Monday you were talking about Trump's lack of credibility? Well, I remember we read a story from USA Today that said he, with some people, had a credibility, what'd they say, credibility gap. Okay.
The worst since Nixon.
We were talking about it. We didn't say he wasn't credible. We said that there were people who believe he's not.
Yes.
It boils down to, who do you trust, Trump or anybody else on the planet? I will go with anybody else. Okay, so, not a Trump fan there. Wendy in Meridian says, one should never believe these groups, the national media, Democrats, your caller Rich, Republicans, politicians. We have had nonstop garbage since President Trump took office, and none of it helps the Republic. It's all for show. You can help by not giving them airtime. The media stopped reporting decades ago, and now they just want to change the world, and that's what they say about themselves all the time. Now, decades ago, the media started the Spanish-American War, so this has been going on a while.
And I always hate to sound like the guy, get off my lawn, but it seemed like back in the day with Cronkite and Chancellor and Huntley Brinkley, it seemed like there was better reporting.
Well, and I think it was supposed to seem like that.
Yeah. All right.
And it might have been. It might have been.
Yeah. I was very young, and so my recollection of it is not perfect.
But here's the deal. Back in those days, if you were speculating about the news, you were doing it Sunday morning on Meet the Press or Face the Nation. And that was it.
Yeah.
You didn't have 24-hour news anywhere. What you had was a half-hour synopsis of national news sometime in the evening, and you also had a half-hour of local news in the evening.
And that's all that happened that
day. The whole rest of the day, you might talk about what you heard during that half-hour time, but you weren't constantly getting other people's opinion. And a lot of this is supposition. I mean, when you have 24 hours of programming to fill, you have to keep saying, well, what about this? This could have been what happened. And what about this? This could have been what happened. And there are tons of people who hear this could have happened and say, wait a minute, I bet that is what happened. And then they, by the time they get over to their friend's house, they say, guess what happened?
Exactly.
And that's not exactly true.
No.
But that's more gossip than it is news.
All right, John and Terry, hang on. We'll get to you after the break. It's 9:48 on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Paul, Jay, and Chris. More local talk with Nate Shellman is live this afternoon at 3 on 670 KBOI.
David and Chris with you. Let's go to the phones. John and Boise, you're on 670 KBOI. How are you?
Not bad, I guess. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
I think we have, I don't even have to think this in this sense. We know the American public doesn't trust the government.
Mm-hmm.
We look at their favorability polls. You know, one in five might believe what's being said. The media is not going to take that into account because they smell blood in the water. American people have to decide and not keep reelecting the same stone throwers. And come up with a new herd that may listen for a short time. Once they've sat there long enough, they feel that they're the ones that are running things. And we need to stop doing that to ourselves. The president was right to repeat the words that we get the government we deserve,
mm-hmm.
because it's very true. We also get the media we deserve for not calling them out on their falsehoods. The continuous hype of the anonymous.
Yeah, Chris even brought it up yesterday, John, that back in the day, anonymous was never a source. And now it just seems like that's all that's ever a source.
In journalism classes,
yes.
They told us that you couldn't have an anonymous source. You needed to get somebody to actually say something and then admit to saying it.
Well, I think that we're just talking into the mirror if we're going to keep using anonymous sources.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be his best strategy.
Well, and you make a good point, talking into the mirror, because what if a reporter has an anonymous source, quite often what he has done is gone out looking for someone to say what he wants to hear, and then as soon as they do, he disregards everything else he heard and then just publishes what he heard. Now, I don't necessarily think the Washington Post or the New York Times are supposed to be hiring people who do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's more of a, you know, weekly world news thing that you buy at the grocery store.
Thanks for checking in, John. Terry in Boise, you got 60 seconds. How are you?
Fine. Great. I just keep hearing the thing that was said way back about Watergate, because, you know, I'm old. It's not the truth of the content. It's the something about the dreadfulness of the charge. So I really don't like, I agree with the guy before us, the gentleman, that it's the hyperbole on both sides. You have to watch that. And also just watch these charges. Just because a whole bunch of charges have been made doesn't mean any of them are true.
Exactly. Thanks for checking in, Terry. We appreciate it. Thanks.
Bye.
Mari says the Washington Post is a multiple Pulitzer-winning source for journalism that's worth reading just to be impressed by the great and thorough writing. They did not get there by publishing rumors, nor would they keep that reputation if they jumped the gun on a story that didn't come from credible sources. They have the duty to maintain the integrity of the press and keep the First Amendment vital. This isn't a company or a dictatorship. You cannot use your power and position to bully people or hide your bad behavior. The press thinks he can act like he did when he was a semi-celebrity rich guy, businessman. It isn't the leaker who is at fault here. That is the worst kind of defense, and if you are the one of those people who believes this indiscretion is the fault of the leaker and not the man who is abusing his position, you need to reexamine your values. Thank you for staying in the fray.
Appreciate it. Rush Limbaugh comes up after national news and local news. Keep it right here on 670 KBOI.